The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. How is everyone? Happy Wednesday. Fourth quarter. You know my favorite thing to say. It's called Shay with Fitness Revolution. Here we are, and I'm talking about something that I've brought up before, but I want to circle back. I want to specifically talk about this, about Black lives and us with stress and how it affects us. So I really start talking around with other leaders, executive directors, people that are really moving and grooving and shaking in the Twin Cities. And the number one thing that I noticed that wasn't happening with them was sleep. And that was because of stress, right? That when we get into that thinking mode, we like can't think in the middle of the night. We can't sleep, and we're thinking constantly. So this evening, I am speaking with an organization about how stress affects Black people on a day-to-day. And so there's some questions I had to come up with, and I wanted to share with you guys, and maybe you'll be able to resonate with how this affects you in your everyday life, or how you see it affects other people. And one of the first questions I asked was, we know how stress feels on the body, but what is stress exactly? And break that down. So I thought about that, right? I don't even think sometimes we realize that we stay in fight or flight mode, as they say. So we stay having to defend our actions. We stay having to defend how we think, how we create, who we are as a brand. That is all stress. And then on top of that, you've got the everyday life of what's happening out in the world that you can't control. So one thing I realized that, you know, how does stress feel on the body? Stress feels on the body, backaches, headaches, arthritis, heart disease, you name it. That was just to name a few. We can keep going, right? Of all the things that the body feels of stress. A hair loss, right? We don't talk about that, like the hair loss. Tension in our hands, some people lock up. And I just thought about like, wow, there's so many things that we have to deal with because of being Black in America and the stress of that. And so that's one question. Another question I'm going to address is, how can I distinguish between normal stress levels and signs that I may need a professional intervention or support? Woo. So first of all, my personal opinion, everyone Black in America should get free therapy. Just send GP. You know why? Every day we have to deal with something. Even if you're at home, you cannot turn on social media or the TV nowadays unless you're watching something specific that's just like, and literally it's a very narrow path and that you can do this. That you're not going to see something being traumatized, brutalized, patronized, belittled with Black people in America. So how do we deal with that and understand the normal levels of stress? I don't even know sometimes if we even know what normal levels of stress are because we live here. And obviously, as I said, we need to always have access to emotional support and professional. You guys have heard me talk about this. I love my therapist. Best person ever. Definitely helps me deal with the day-to-day stress, but just like someone that I can talk to that doesn't have a bias towards me and can help me release that what I'm going through. I think sometimes we don't realize we're going through so much because we have to be so strong constantly.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, You know the look, that look of surprise and delight, that look on their faces when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking things up. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are four festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, the seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who have helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they give you, and they'll love to play. Minnesota Lottery, Minnesota, must be 18 or older to play.
You know that building a successful business takes time. But as your business grows and changes, it feels like time is the one thing you never have enough of. Work with a banker who understands that the right time to get you the financial flexibility your business needs to thrive is right now. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care, because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
Another question I'm going to be talking about later is, how does one establish and maintain healthy boundaries to manage stress in interpersonal relationships? Let me use that interpersonal with more of like work as an example for me. When I think about that, it's my reaction. And that's something that I am learning every day, and I've gotten so much better. You do not have to react to everyone's negativity or their comments. You do not. And so I think that will help you manage your stress, because just because you're having a conversation about something and the person says something that can affect you does not mean you need to respond. You can kindly decline, or you can just get up and move around. And so I think that will help. Or you can address it instead of letting it stew. And I've realized that's a big thing. Instead of me sitting on that, like, that really bothered me that they said this. It's really affecting me today. Address it right then. Because why should you have to walk around with that? You shouldn't have to. Another thing, are there support groups or community resources you recommend for additional assistance in dealing with stress? Absolutely. So here on the Shaletta podcast that I'm a part of, Shaletta Makes Me Laugh, we have therapists right in our groups that have their own podcasts and are licensed therapists. So definitely go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and check out some of those therapists. Myself, I'm a life and wellness coach, so I have coached over 700 people there, pre-diabetic, overweight, and deal with trauma. So I'm a trauma healing specialist. So I can help. But if you're really looking for therapy, or maybe not that high, there's therapists that we have in our wonderful network that I highly recommend, whether it's for yourself, your spouse, or children, anyone. We have a little bit of everything that can help. And so I know all of those people would love to help or get you connected to organizations that can help you with that. And once again, I'm really highlighting being Black in America and dealing with this, with stress. Last but not least, how can one strike a balance between addressing the root causes of stress and developing resilience to better cope with inevitable challenges? That's kind of a loaded question, right? So balance is, you know, one thing is, I think, taking a moment for yourself to say, I'm not okay, and to be able to sit with that, or to be able to leave, maybe get a break. Do something, maybe go to a sauna or even go out of town. I think that's the balance between that. And addressing the root causes of stress is, what is affecting that stress for you? Is it just being, once again, let's go back, being Black in America? Or is it that it's your work? Is it a conversation that really irritated you? Is it a network? You know, I say start eliminating things that do not serve you peace. Once again, eliminate things that do not serve you peace. Anything that's disrupting your soul, and you know it, you feel it, it's tension on your shoulders or back, start to slowly remove that, or immediately remove it if it's possible. And developing resilience. You know, I think resilience is, you know, on the eye of the beholder, how resilient you can be. It just depends on the issue and the topic. It depends on how it's going to affect your daily life and how you're going to move forward. So figure out what your resilience is and how you're going to incorporate that to deal better with challenges that are out of our control. We have things every day. But I think if you take all that and think about being Black in America, it's a beautiful thing, right? Always want to be the positive. We are wonderful. We are beautiful. We are smart. We are innovative. We are change makers. We change the game on every level, every day. So if you think you're not doing it as a Black person, you are doing more than you could ever even think of. People are looking up to you and they admire you and but they can't always say it, right? We know that, but we know that you are doing great. So whatever those stresses are, take a moment to breathe, right? Let's do it together. Take it out, right? Take a moment to breathe and enjoy being Black, because I know it can be stressful. I know it can be challenging, but know that you're gonna be okay. I hope this helps you these last few weeks of fourth quarter and the holidays of being Black in America. It's a wonderful thing, but it can be stressful. So keep inhaling the positive, exhaling the negative. And as always, I'm Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Thank you. today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.